Welcome to Lion of Judah Online, the training and equipping ministry for the believer to do the work of the ministry. Today we're continuing with the subject, Hope and the Anointing Factor, Part 10. Hopelessness does not come from a lack of money, from a lack of education, or a lack of opportunity. It is caused by being without Christ Jesus and the Word of God and the anointing of God in our lives, and not factoring in or considering or taking into account the anointing of God, which is the power of God, that destroys the yoke and removes the burden of bondage. God has a system for the born-again believer that when we have a problem in our lives, we are to go to the Word of God, we are to find the promise that covers our situation, and put that word in our heart, and to meditate on it to become a reality in our spirit man. When we meditate long enough and believe it, we will have that inside image of that promise becoming a reality. Satan knows that he has to steal the word out of our heart to stop that becoming a reality. So when we have a problem in our lives, for example, if the doctor were to come to you and said you have cancer, he has the report and it's a fact, we go to the word of God as a believer. We find the promise that covers our situation and we put it into our heart, our spirit man. We believe it, we confess it, we meditate on it. And as we meditate on it, it becomes bigger on the inside of us than the outside problem. Then we speak it out through our mouth. Satan must try and steal that word out of our mouth, out of our heart, to stop it coming to pass. For example, when this doctor says you've got cancer, you go to the Word of God and you find, by his stripes, I am healed. That is the promise of God. That is the hope of the gospel. It's a certainty coming to pass. So a person puts that in his heart, meditates on it, and speaks it at the problem and says, in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, I am healed. Now, Satan cannot stop that coming to pass except that he uses these five things, which I'm about to say to you, to steal the word out of your heart. The hope of the gospel is a certainty. The hope of the world is wishing. Let me continue. Mark chapter 4, verses 17 to 19. It's the parable of the sower explained. And Jesus said unto them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all parables? The sower sows the word. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately to take away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, so endure only for a short time. Afterwards, when tribulation and persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones among those thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, desires of other things entering in to choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones that are sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. Here we see the five tactics that Satan uses to steal the word out of our heart before it becomes a reality. He uses these five things to steal the hope out of our heart before it becomes a reality. Satan has to try to steal the word from us by using the following five weapons. One, tribulation. Two, persecution, which arises for the word's sake. And please note that. Three, the cares of this world. Four, the deceitfulness of riches. And five, the desires of other things entering in to choke the word. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 to 3 and verse 11. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering into his rest, let us fear, lest any of you seem to have some short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us all as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter the rest, as he has said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. although the words were finished from the foundation of the world, let us therefore be diligent to rest, to enter in that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. We have to learn to separate the pressure from the problems. These five things that Satan uses is the pressure to take your eyes off the Word of God. Let me say that again. The five things that I've just read in Mark chapter 4, verses 17 to 19, tribulation, persecution, the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires of other things entering in, choke the word. These are the five things that Satan uses as pressure to steal the word out of your heart by taking your eyes off the word. Persecution, which is an injury, a hurt, an insult because of certain religious beliefs or convictions, is designed to make a person back off their stand and position and confession. It is designed to steal the word out of your heart. The pressure is the five tools Satan uses. The problem is that you are not walking in the word of God and concerning the situation and into his rest. What God is saying here in these scriptures, in this part today, is that there are five things that Satan uses to try to steal the word of God sown in your heart. He uses these five things to put pressure on you to take your mind, your heart, and your thinking, your eyes off the word of God, to make you back off receiving it. God says that we are to believe, confess, to receive. And that means also to go into his rest. What is he meaning by this rest? He means once you've prayed and believed, drop back and rest in the fact that it's coming to pass. That's what God wants us to do. Satan does not want us to do that, so he gets us to worry. He puts pressure onto us through these five things to take our mind and our eyes off the word of God. But we as believers are meant to keep our eyes on the word of God, to keep confessing the word of God, because the word of God will change the situation if we allow God enough time to do it and believe the word of God. Thank you for today. God bless.